This set all three of them into such a general mix-up that it was a full minute before the girl could get them quieted and could again allow her eyes to seek the object of her alarm. As she stood there, her pulse quickened, her cheeks flushed, and she felt an all but irresistible desire to turn and flee, yet she held her ground. Had she seen a flash of purple flame? She had thought so. It had appeared to shoot out from the side of the dark bulk that lay just before her. "Might have been my nerves," she told herself. "Perhaps my eyes are seeing things. 'Twouldn't be strange. I came a long way today." She had come a long way over the Arctic tundra that day. Starting but 2 minutes before from her reindeer herd, close to 100 miles from Nome, Alaska, she had covered fully two-thirds of that distance in 2 days. Her way had led her over low hills, across streams whose waters ran clear and cold toward the sea, down broad stretches of tundra whose soft mosses had oozed moisture at her every step. Here a young widgeon duck, ready to begin his southward flight, for this was the Arctic's autumn time, had stretched his long neck to stare at her. Here a mother white fox had yap-yapped at her, insolently and unafraid. Here she had paused to pick a handful of pink salmon berries, or to admire a particularly brilliant array of wild flowers, which, but for her passing, might never have been born to blush unseen and waste their fragrance on the desert air. Yet always, with the three reindeers at her heels, she had pressed onward toward Nome, the port and metropolis of all that vast north country. The black bulk that loomed out of the darkness before her was a deserted dredging scow, grounded on a sandbar of the Sinrock River. At least she had thought the scow deserted. Until now she had believed and hoped that here she might spend the night, completing her journey on the morrow. "But now," she breathed, "yes, yes, there can be no mistake. There it is again." Sinking wearily down upon the damp grass, she buried her face in her hands. She was so tired she could cry, yet she must mush on through the dark, over the soft, oozing tundra, for 15 more weary miles. 15 miles further down the river was the Sinrock Mission. Here she might hope to find a corral for her deer, and food and rest for herself. Marian did not cry. Born and bred in the Arctic, she was made of such stern stuff as the Arctic wilderness and the Arctic blizzard alone can mould. She did not mean to take chances with the occupants of the old dredge. There was something mysterious and uncanny about that purple flame, which she now saw shoot straight out, a full 2 feet, to instantly disappear. She had seen nothing like it before in the Arctic. As she studied the outlines of the dredge, she realized that the light was within it, that it flashed across a small square window in the side of the old scow. "No," she reasoned, "I can't afford to take chances with them. I must go on down the river. I can make Sinrock." Speaking to her reindeer, she tugged at their lead straps. One at a time they started forward until at last they again took up the weary swish-swish across the tundra. Once Marian turned to look back. Again she caught the flash of a purple flame. Had she known how this purple flame was to be mixed up with her own destiny, she might have paused to look longer. As it was, she gave herself over to wondering what sort of people would take up their habitation in that half-tumbled-down dredge, and what their weird light might signify. She had heard of the strange rites performed by those interesting child people, the Eskimos, in the worship of the spirits of dead animals. For one of these, the bladder festival, they saved all the bladders of polar bears, walrus, and seals, which they had killed, and at last, after 4 days of ceremony, committed them again to the waters of the ocean. They burn wild parsnip stalks at that festival, Marian mused, but that purple flame was not made by burning weeds. It was the brilliant flame of a blue-hot furnace flaring up, or something like that. Probably wasn't Eskimo at all. Probably, well, it may be some Orientals who have stolen away up here to worship their idols by burning strange fires. She thought of all the foreign people who had crossed the Pacific to take up their homes in the far north city of Nome, which was just 40 miles away.